27 community. I am Kevin McSpadden, and here is your weekly wrap for the week ending on March 2nd. Before I get into the news, I want to highlight that our Top 100 Roadshow is kicking off next week in Singapore. If you are in the city on Tuesday, stop by Block 79 for a day of startup fun. This marks the starting gun as we search Asia to find the best gems in the region. I will include the registration links in the show notes below. This week started with the resignation of Zalora Group CEO Parker Gunderson. He cited personal reasons and he will be leaving the company at the end of May. He joined in August 2016 from DFS Group, a luxury retail company. During his time at Zalora, Gunderson presided over the sale of significant stake in Thailand, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Zalora is currently searching for Gunderson's replacement. In other appointment news, Garena Group President Nick Nash used the company's 2017 earnings report to announce that he will step down at the end of 2018. The Indonesian fashion company Like announced it was shutting down. The startup has been in operation for a year and said it was struggling to generate enough revenue to pay for operations. It pointed to the popularity of bank transfers in the country and that payment option is expensive for startups. Like made waves in October when it brought on board the Indonesian pop star Agnes Mo. The week was good for investments in Southeast Asia. It started with an announcement by 1337 Ventures that had invested in 10 companies through its Kaneo program. These were tiny investments at $5,000, but that's sometimes enough to get an idea from the cafe to the office. Also, a report published by Topica Founder Institute found that the number of investments in Vietnam rose from 50 in 2016 to 92 in 2017. The total money invested in Vietnamese startups soared by 44% to US $291 million. When it comes to the ICO strategy, we had a 6 million token sale by Morpheus Labs and the announcement that Stock Radars is planning to raise 12 million via a token sale. In the Philippines, the cross-border billing company Quickwire raised cash from First Asia Venture Capital and Cerebro Labs. In Taiwan, the agricultural startup named Taiwan Shandong Social Enterprise raised $3 million from Bravovia Capital. TSSC is trying to find alternatives to polluting pesticides. The money is going to be used to build an R&D center in partnership with Chaoyang University of Science and Technology. In other news, eBay acquired the business of Geosys, which included the Japanese website from Qoo10. Qoo10, which is based in South Korea, also has operations in that country and Singapore. It is one of the most popular e-commerce platforms in Singapore. The acquisition was a play by eBay to expand its presence in Japan. In China, Meituan Dianping also announced itself as a full-blown rival to Didi Chuxing. The company is expanding across China and adding the service in Beijing. Meituan Dianping is traditionally a food delivery company, but has recently made moves into ride-hailing. Finally, Grab was hit with severe technical difficulties in both Singapore and Indonesia. And that's your wrap of all the important stories that hit Southeast Asian startup scene last week. Have a great weekend and see you at Top 100 on Tuesday.